to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going into the fourth hour here in about 13 minutes. Sarah Gonzalez, great talk show host of The Blaze, at Sarah Gonzalez, TX, is going to be popping in with us. Been wanting to get her in studio. She's been in studio with other guests before, other hosts, but not with me. I've been on her show a few times. Look forward to speaking to her about the current state of the world. Really smart lady. And then Jay Dyer is going to pop in with some breaking news and analysis off the Globalist Own statements. And then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central. That's in about 73 minutes from now. We'll be hosting the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Let me hit some more news here, but just always in the back of your mind, remember, we're 25 days, the potential shutdown of InfoWars. That's why your support at thealexjonesstore.com with the great t-shirts and supplements is critical. And, of course, it's critical for you to check out drjonesnaturals.com with amazing supplements and products there. Also, our sponsor to make sure I continue on with the crew one way or another. I appreciate your support. All right, this is a smattering of the globalist replacement migration open border news. EU Council summit, illegal alien invasion finally begins to get pushback. European leaders are now talking about measures that used to be taboo, like external deportation hubs, and most are very pleased that the tide is finally turning because they've had globalist banks running politicians against them when they try to save their countries. They're just waiting for the population to have moral courage to speak out against the invasion. EU leaders convene in Brussels for a two-day summit where, despite President Zelensky's visit and presentation of his victory plan, nuclear war, the spotlight was stolen by migration again. Brussels under heavy pressure to tackle the shortcomings of its recently adopted flagship policy package, the Migration Pact, which failed to address crucial questions such as how to prevent illegal entries and how to effectively deport failed asylum seekers. Well, the UN's running the invasion. The EU's running the invasion in that. You know, well, the parliament will just vote against it. The parliament is advisory. Under the 1947 Steel Agreement and then the 1956 Rome Treaty or Treaty of Rome, look it up, you can read them online, see my film Endgame, an unelected bureaucracy is in control of any EU country that enters it, the EU Commission. Miss van der Leyden is in control. And so it just goes into the fact that they're getting massive pressure and a bunch of countries are now moving to deport the illegals and stop the flood. It continues. Germany, father of daughter murdered by illegal alien, confronts Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, on televised debate. That exchange is on InfoWars.com. Here's another one. Absolute hell. Remember, the same globalist policy attacking us, attacking Europe. German teacher describes sexism, bullying, and racism in alien-filled school. Here's another one in the U.S. 25 illegal immigrants, 3 Disney employees, and 157 suspects arrested in Florida human trafficking sting. That's what's going on here. And the illegals have been given a license to go absolutely insane. It's time for the pro-human revolution against the anti-human globalist death cult to launch. It's Team Humanity. I coined the term. Elon Musk adopted it last year. Are you adopting it? We've got to have a counter to the globalist, not just oppose them. That's all extremely critical and important. But it's decision time. And when you back a broadcast like mine, that's one of the strongest ways to back not just Trump, but other anti-globalist populists around the world. Because in case you didn't know, InfoWars is the recognized anti-globalist transmission in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, translated into Spanish and Portuguese, in Europe, in the U.S. and Canada. Thank you for your support. We need it now. Plus their great products, thealexjonesstore.com. And you definitely want to check out the VIP section. Now, I want to go to another one of the new special reports of John Bound. I'm going to bring Sarah Gonzalez in here for the next hour. So please stay with us for the fourth hour. You may know more about this stuff than I do. A lot of you do know more about a lot of stuff on subjects from your own experiences. But there's new people out there that don't know. I know that's an obvious thing I said. So obviously, share the live links at Real Alex Jones on X in case they take that away. there's a network I work with that doesn't have the issues I have of being shut down, that you can check out right now at on X, and I hope you follow it, at AJN for Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, just at AJN Live. All right, here's another one of the powerful reports he just dropped. New World Order 101, does it make sense now? We'll be back with hour number four.
I've been following politics and geopolitics for a good part of my life. I didn't start off deliberately going out to find out everything that was possibly going on. In fact, I had no idea, to be honest with you, how vast the scale of an agenda, a political agenda, is when you're bringing in a global society. Wars have many different purposes. Economics is only simply one big part of it, but culture of change and the building of empire through the defeated nations joining in leagues. Every country was basically signing the same laws, and had been in my whole life, at the same time that affected their societies. Laws were introduced and bills were introduced unbeknownst to the people in those countries that it was being introduced in their neighboring countries or even across the water somewhere at the same time. I realized there was already a governmental control, obviously, that coordinated all of this, and it led me into the United Nations. For every single department of government you have on a federal, local, county, state, provincial level, the United Nations had an equivalent department to deal with everything. It was already set up, in fact, to be global government. H.G. Wells said at the League of Nations, which was the embryo for the United Nations, he said, this is the nucleus of the world governments, when eventually all laws will come from there, be passed and signed into law by treaty of all the member countries. Eventually, we won't even have to go through the farce, and that's what it is, of voting in parties or candidates, because in the latter part of the 20th century and now into the 21st century, we're being trained, rather obviously, to simply accept rule by experts, rule by scientists, rule by professionals. And that's what they mean when they call governance. That's the term used.
The whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib. They do whatever they want to do. What we want doesn't matter anymore. It's their agenda. It's their plans that matter. They have all the money they want. They can make all the money they want. They have a machine that can make all the money. It's not about money. It's about control. It's about their vision of how they want to see the world. You hear George Bush saying, democracy means freedom. No. Democracy equals New World Order. I believe God put me on this earth to be the best person I could be, and put everybody on this earth to be the best they can be.
You have to stand up for what's right in life. And unless you do that, you're nothing.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm your host on Exposing Mass Media. But our monetary system has been taken over by a group of international bankers. And I know the media has trained us all that anytime anybody talks about the international bankers or says anything like that, they're automatically a kook. Well, folks, I think you look back over all the presidents that have been assassinated that have tried to put us on a new monetary system like Mr. Lincoln. Look on the greenback that Lincoln put out $4.5 billion worth of. It has a red seal on it, a red treasury seal on it. In 1963, he was assassinated roughly 4 weeks later. Many other presidents have been assassinated for this, all for going against the banking cartel. Understand that your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you. Now, you should have to pay interest for a loan. That's fine. This isn't a loan. This is your money. You go and get your paycheck, cash your check. Understand, you're paying the government just to have that money. The banks control this country. Your biggest industry in the world is banking. Not national defense, not the welfare system, none of it. It all pales in insignificance. But why do you never hear about this banking elite? Why do you never hear about it? Because something this big, something this good, they're going to keep quiet.
And one more thing, those of you that think you're part of the establishment, when you've got a nice car, a nice girlfriend, you think, hey, leave the status quo alone, I'm part of the establishment. No, you're not, folks. You're getting taxed too. You're getting screwed too. Get involved and be a real leader. And not everything in the Patriot Movement is going to be 100% true. But what is important is that we're not a bunch of wild-eyed people bomb-throwing crazies. All we want is for you to be a free American and not to have to kneel on bended knee to the elites that are consistently more and more buying up this country and controlling it. I'm Alex Jones. See you, folks.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWars.